My name is Lillian Ogazi. It's Valentine's Day, and everyone is preparing to wow their loved ones. Take them out, get them thoughtful gifts, amongst many other mind-blowing activities. Well, first off, let's understand what Valentine's Day is. Now, there are many origins to Valentine's Day. However, the most popular legend says that Valentine's Day originated from the Roman festival of Lupercalia, held in mid-February. Now, it was celebrated during the onset of spring, wherein women were paired with men through a lottery. It was celebrated as a day of romance for over a period of time from about the 14th century. So basically, in all of it, it's a day to celebrate love. Now, Valentine's Day is for lovers to celebrate the unbreakable bond, the romantic moments, and the precious feelings they have for each other. Couples celebrate this special day by enjoying each other's company, going on dinner dates, planning surprises, preparing romantic gifts, and more. But with the state of the economy and cost of things, would Nigerians be breaking the bank for their loved ones this Valentine's Day? Well, let's hear from some Nigerians.
Actually, I don't have any plans for Valentine's Day. And yeah, actually, the current state of the economy would have affected the way I would celebrate Valentine's if I would have been celebrating, because the hike of price of goods and services is really, really alarming. So yes, the current state of the economy is in a way hindering the celebration of Valentine's Day. So I don't think you can celebrate Valentine's without the effect of the economy, because Valentine's is all about showing love, gifting someone, surprising someone, and just spreading love. And by so doing, and with the ideology of Nigerians, they feel like, okay, you should gift and someone should gift you back, and you need money to do all that, and there's no money. And even if there is money, what you intended to buy with the available resources, it's now triple price of what you expected. So yeah, the economy has done great damage to the celebration of Valentine's.
Majority of us had huge plan earlier this year for Valentine's Day. I must say myself, the plan I actually had for my girlfriend, you understand. So the plan was huge. I was thinking of taking her to places that, like, standard places that worth my love for her, and to show love to those around me. But reverse is the case, you understand. So as it stands now, we can't even, I can boldly tell you that the cost of living is killing the living already. There's no way we can celebrate Valentine's Day without talking about the economy. Imagine taking somebody to Wusie to celebrate Valentine's Day with your spouse. Getting there, hearing the billing alone, self, and what you have in your account, you can't even try it. So unless that we manage to buy them for how much, not even up to 1,000 naira. Now you can't even compare the price to before. So the rate at which we plan celebrating Valentine's Day now will be very different from how we've been celebrating it before.
I don't have any plans on this Valentine's Day, because with the way our man and things are going in this country, who even have time for Valentine's Day celebration? Is it not when you've eaten and you're satisfied eating, or when you're looking at the transportation you spend to work on a daily basis, then you will now think of having anything called Valentine's Day? Like, I can't even remember the last time I celebrated Valentine. Yes, when day break, we give thanks to God, that one don't pass. Like, in fact, let me even tell you, Steph, tomorrow I will even be at work, and I don't even plan going home, because when I look at the cost of transportation and then the stress involved, I'm going to do my Valentine's Day at work, because I don't have time for anything. That money that I will use, I'm going to do Valentine's Day, I would rather keep it and use it and cook soup, or I will use it and do I use it Abidjan transportation for the remaining days of the month of February. My dear, it is God that will just help us in this our country, because things are no longer getting funny at all. Like, they are no longer getting funny, because as I yesterday, a bag of rice is hitting 77,000. My brother, is it now Valentine's Day? I will now be thinking of.
Those are some Nigerians speaking. What ways can Valentine's Day be made interesting without the excessive gifting? Well, after the break, we will find out. You're welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. In this episode, we're talking about Valentine's Day, and we're asking Nigerians how they intend to spend it, especially with the economic hardship. Before we went on break, we heard from some Nigerians who told us how and what their Valentine's Day would look like, given the state of the economy. Now, popular culture dictates that couples celebrate Valentine's Day, and there's nothing wrong with it. However, you can also spend it with the people who mean a lot to you and love you. They can be your parents, kids, or friends. But if you're celebrating Valentine's Day with your partner, a romantic gesture goes a long way. Take them out to dinner at their favorite restaurant, or cook their favorite cuisine for a romantic candlelight dinner date at home, or prepare handmade gifts for them. But are there ways Valentine's Day can be enjoyed without breaking the bank? A relationship expert tells us.
My name is Olayode Abdulrazak, aka Philosopher King. I'm a marriage mentor, a relationship coach, a life coach, and a communication developer. On this issue of Valentine, okay, you see, Valentine's Day is seen by people differently. It's seen, again, by religious people differently. Even the etymology, that is the origin of Valentine's Day, for the fact that it comes under the Roman Catholic, that is the Roman Empire, you see, and it equally come through the church as well. So some Christians believe and accept it. In fact, it's an holiday in some places. But some Christians do not. In the areas of the Muslims, majority of the Muslims look at it as a satanic act. So it is seen differently by different people and different religious sects. But now, how is it celebrated? How is this celebrated? Let us look at how it come to be before how it is celebrated. Yeah, let me just paraphrase it because of time. You see, there is this general that believe that people have to go for war. But for him, married people are not supposed to go for war. So it is the singles that are agile. So this person, Valentino, now tried as much as possible to get all the women around him, you know, trying to make them, you know, married. He's blessing them and saying they are married, blessing them and saying they are married. Secretly, he's doing that. So when they are married, they don't go for war. So when this general got to know, then they now summoned Valentino, and he was imprisoned until he was executed. Valentine, how it is being celebrated now, is as a result of people now started giving, sharing gifts for one another. People started sharing gifts for one another. You see, now it's sharing gifts, showing love, you know, showing love. And most times, some people also celebrate it by showing romance, you know, showing romance. And that is exactly what is really happening in today's world. When they say Valentine, in fact, the singles are even more in celebrating it than the married. So sometimes, if it is what should be celebrated, I think it is the married one that are supposed to celebrate Valentine's Day to show love for husband and wife. But when singles start engaging in celebrating it, what happened is that they go into different immoral acts, showing themselves how far they love one another. You know, if a man has been telling a lady that show me that you love me all this while, and you want to show me by coming to my bed, Do you understand? This is a day where they also designate, they design such a day to say, show me if you really love me. Now, some people will fall into that, and that is how some people celebrate theirs. And it is celebrated differently all over the world. You know, if you go to Denmark, in Denmark, what they do is that men will write a short note, funny note or poem, you know, and be sharing it out. If a lady is able to know who wrote this poem, you know, then both of them will be hooked together. That is how it is celebrated in Denmark. You see, this issue of one day thing and no one day thing, definitely it is not also meant for people that doesn't show love every day. It is meant for people that shows love every day and now use that day as a special day, you know, to one way or the other, make it social, make it public, and make it like a celebration. So if you are not showing love every day, then Valentine is not for you. That is the way I see it. Okay, now, with the way Nigerian situation is, some people have said, oh, they have canceled Valentine's Day. In fact, because of the match Nigerian played and they said Nigeria lost the final, they said we have also canceled Valentine's Day. You see, but amidst all these issues, all this economic hardship and things like that, I think love is what can bring solace if it is done accordingly, if it is done in a proper manner, and if it is done according to the scriptures. Do you get it now? And if you are saying you are sharing, showing, and accepting love, you must know, what are you accepting love for? Do you get it now? Are you accepting love to, if for the singles now, are you accepting love towards the destination that is getting married? Or you are accepting love for love's sake of one day? Do you get it now? So you must be able to get that fact. So, but showing love will bring solace to this economic hardship. Just letting one know that you, I care for you, I love you. And I said, as I said earlier on, it should be made for the married. You must know what love is. If Valentine is all about love, you must know what love is. But Valentine goes beyond love, especially it goes beyond romance, because that is where the people look at it, and it goes beyond that. For me, it is a day to reevaluate yourself. It is a day to reconsider your life and say, where is this relationship taking us to? I used to ask a question. Let me talk to the singles now. On Valentine's Day, it is a day to confirm, where, when do you determine your destination? Before your journey, during your journey, or after your journey? So it is a day to determine your destination, to say, this relationship, where is it taking us to? So determine the destination of your relationship. That is the day that you should do that. So my advice for people generally, especially the young ones, the singles, is to determine, that is the day to determine, that's the day to reevaluate themselves and see, come, this one that I've been doing all this while, I think I should dedicate, or henceforth, I should know that anything I'm going into must be fruitful at the end. And for the married, my advice, if you must celebrate Valentine's Day, if you act, if you think like an American, act like a Nigerian. You can think like them, then you act like a religious person. Do you get it now? So that religiosity will give you a clarity that will make you get to your destination safely. So thinking in that way about Valentine, but acting. So sometimes it is not the Valentine that is the problem, but the way some people, you know, celebrate it. And Valentine is not even something to be celebrated, it's something to be observed.
That was Abdulrasaq Oloyede, a relationship expert, speaking. It's all about thoughtfulness. When dishing out gifts, one should be thoughtful about it. After all, it's a day of love. God bless Nigeria. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Bye for now.